Now, back in 1994, California Congressman Vic Fazio headed up the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. That year, the party lost control of the House for the first time in four decades. But Vic Fazio says this time, it's different.
I think unlike 94, Democrats were alert and aware of their peril. They're working hard.
That's the advantage they have now, is it?
Absolutely. They are far more aggressive in trying to retain those seats. They're raising money. Those districts are the focus of help from across the party. And the candidates are in training. They're ready to go and not past their prime, so to speak, in terms of their ability to go on the hustings and campaign effectively. So this is a much more alert and energized party than you saw in the 94 election.
In 94, you were, in a sense, taken by surprise. We had former Congressman Dan Glickman on the program recently. He told us that he was taken by surprise. He did not expect to lose in 94.
That's right. Many, many Democrats were caught by surprise. Many were alerted and saved themselves, but many others were unaware of the tide that was running, and it hit very late. It was a late-breaking storm, not one that has been building, as we've seen for the last several months, maybe a year. Obviously, though, Democrats have taken some tough votes, as they did in 94. But I must say, tough votes are part of the territory when you're in the majority.
Former Senator Bob Graham of Florida, who was your counterpart in the Senate in 1994, said that Republicans took advantage of Democratic vulnerabilities that year. Were Democrats arrogant? I mean, were they sort of comfortable in their skin and in their power?
I think there was, I wouldn't use the term arrogance, but I think there was a presumption that their long-term majority was impregnable. I know there were people advising the president to that effect, you know, that you may lose some seats, but you wouldn't lose the majority. We made some mistakes. I've often referred to the vote on the crime bill, which forced many of our Democrats from gun-oriented districts to take on the NRA on assault weapons, which was overwhelmingly popular nationally, but in many districts was unpopular. And many of those members paid the price for that.
Jobs, obviously, is the key issue this year.
Sure.
As we just heard, former Speaker Newt Gingrich has talked about this issue. I mean, shouldn't Democrats be focused on jobs and on job stimulus?
I think that comes down, frankly, to the kind of district people represent. Most economists believe that the stimulus package, which remains not particularly popular, has perhaps saved or created as many as 3 million jobs. And yet, because unemployment remains high, the public is yet to be convinced that this was helpful, and they look at it more in the context of deficit. But you know, it's difficult when you're in the majority and you have to do what you believe is right for the country. You do take some tough votes and you'll have to defend them, and we need to be better at defending them.
There seems to be a clear acknowledgement among Democrats that they will lose seats.
Well, that's what history tells us. You know, the first term of a president who's carried the Congress, it often loses seats. The question is how many seats. I think Democrats could easily lose 20 seats. I think if they could hold the number to that, I think they will have absorbed the hit and be much stronger in coming back in the next election.
So you don't think the Democrats will lose control?
I don't believe so. I think there's clearly that possibility. But I think the effort that's being made and the increasing focus on the extremism of Republican positions will make it much more readily possible for them to hold on to this majority than many of our Republican leadership believe.
That's Vic Fazio. He's a senior advisor in the Washington office of Akin Gump and was the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee during the 1994 midterm election cycle. Vic Fazio, thank you.
Thank you, Guy.